Stan Wright, good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning.
Lots going on with you folks here this weekend. Stan, let's jump right in. What do you got going on for people to enjoy?
Okay, there are two back-to-back concert dances going on at the Butler Theater in downtown Ishpeming tomorrow and Sunday. Tomorrow night, starting at 7, a group called Black Pearl, which is made up of area musicians, will be doing a concert and dance, a lot of swing music and jazz, some popular music and so forth. That's going to run from 7 to 10 tomorrow night. And then less than 12 hours later, we're going to be setting up for another show, and then that will be at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, featuring the duo of Dave and Julie Williams of Ishpeming, and they're going to do a concert and dance from 3 to 6. And both events are being held for the benefit of the West End Community Arts Network.
And again, the key for what you're trying to do here is to bring different types of music, dance, entertainment to people, and it sounds like you kind of hit on that this weekend with a little bit of a variety for folks, too.
That's right, lots of variety. The combo that's going to be on Saturday, they are, let's see, we have keyboard, drums, guitar, saxophone, vocals, and I believe they're going to even have some additional players, and they're going to be playing for the benefit of the people to just sit and listen and enjoy some refreshments, or they can get out onto the checkered dance floor, as we call it. It's a checkered tile pattern on the middle of the floor. It's kind of fun to watch people dancing on that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if the opportunity for liberal body movement would be there.
There is a lot of opportunity for that, and no experience is necessary, and I promise no one will laugh at anyone.
And then, of course, a little bit different for the second show, apparently.
Yeah, it's going to be a little more low-key, but Dave and Julie can really stir things up, too. They've got a large repertoire of music from several decades, from jazz and popular music, and lots of swing and big band era tunes as well. A few torch songs Julie will sing as well. So a little slow dancing is possible for those who are inclined, and we're hoping that a lot of the seniors in the area will come out to that one especially, because that is going to be more their style, more their cup of tea.
And you mentioned this is a fundraiser, obviously, so how's that aspect going to work, Stan?
Well, the West End Community Arts Network is continuing to raise funds to move forward in the process of getting set up as a nonprofit arts agency. We still have to get that application into the IRS, but as with all government applications, it requires a fee, and it seems like that fee seems to get even higher and higher. In fact, it's $500 now just to apply to be nonprofit. It seems ironic, doesn't it?
Yeah, typical.
Yes.
So, ironic, but typical.
Yes. So we're going to hopefully raise the funds for that through these two events this weekend.
And so then I'm assuming people can either get tickets, or you just want them at the door. What's the best way for folks to go about that?
Tickets will be available at the door. We're suggesting a donation of $10 to come into Saturday night's program, and it's an open donation amount for Sunday. But whatever you can give, please do. And we'll have a sign-up sheet, too, if anybody wants to be listed as what we're going to call startup donors for the West End Community Arts Network. We obviously cannot give you a receipt and have you write it off in your taxes, because we're not nonprofit yet, but I hope that out of the goodness of the community's heart, they'll do what they can to help us continue to be We Can.
And, of course, they'll get something in return with some pretty good entertainment this weekend.
Oh, yes, yes. And a lot of great food, too. A lot of us are good cooks, and we put together some really good eats for people to enjoy. We're also getting some food trays and so forth donated by area businesses. And there will also be a silent auction of products and services from area businesses that's available throughout the weekend, and we're going to close the bidding on the silent auction Sunday afternoon. So if you come to the Saturday night dance, don't think you won the bid. Come on by again Sunday afternoon and check and see where you're at with the bids for these products and services.
And it's a good way for folks to kind of rediscover historic part of downtown Ishpeming, too, with the Butler.
Exactly, exactly. Ishpeming is not dead by any means. There's a lot happening downtown, and more businesses are starting to get back down to the downtown area, and instead of out on the highway, which I don't say is bad, but still it'd be good to have that that area of the city restored once again. And this is hopefully a very positive step in that direction.
Stan, appreciate your time, and we wish you all the best with it this weekend. This is Saturday night and Sunday afternoon with the West End Community Arts Network. Stan, we'll cut you loose. And where are my cookies?
On the way. Our Girl Scout troop has a cookie booth at the Westwood Mall today. It's starting for all Girl Scout troops everywhere. We are opening when the mall opens at 10, and we'll be there today and maybe tomorrow as well, depending on whether we have any cookies left.
We'll look forward.
Yours are with me, Mark. Don't worry.
We'll look forward to seeing you, Stan. Thanks so much.
Okay.